News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan. Serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Police are asking for help in finding a 49-year-old Niles woman who hasn't been seen since late May. The Berrien County Sheriff's Department says Rebecca Percy is white, about 5 feet tall, 140 pounds, with blue eyes and brown hair. She has been known to stay in both Benton Harbor and Niles, but the last contact she had with family was around May 20th. The last known sighting of her was that same day in Niles. We have her picture at WSJM.com, and police are asking if anyone knows where she is to call the Berrien County Sheriff's Department. Bishop Paul Bradley of the Diocese of Kalamazoo says a day of prayer for peace and an end to violence that happened at 59 parishes throughout Southwest Michigan today is a stand in solidarity for the protection of all human life. The leader of the diocese is calling on everyone to convert hardened hearts poisoned by racial or other hatred as we uphold respect for the dignity of human life. Bradley says that moral call to action applies not only to mass shootings, but also to how we treat families at the borders fleeing economic oppression and violence, the kind of families Southwest Michigan depends on to bring in crops.
Anytime that I approach this subject, I'm amazed at the pushback that almost automatically comes from people who want to either keep this as a political issue, an economic issue, but it's a moral issue.
Beyond today's day of prayer, Bishop Bradley is urging everyone to soften their hearts toward one another and stop the violent, hate-filled civil discourse that often contributes to physical violence. Berrien County Animal Control is struggling with a bit of a cat crisis. At today's meeting of the Berrien County Board of Commissioners, Commissioner Michael Majerik said the administrative committee earlier heard from Berrien County Animal Control Director Tiffany Peterson that so many cats have been coming into the shelter that they have had to euthanize many of them, 221 in fact, in the recent quarter. That's why Animal Control is looking for veterinarians who can help neuter some cats.
It would be helpful if we can get vets to donate the time for free neuters, even if we can get vet students from colleges or anything to help out.
Majerik said Animal Control would like to implement a catch-and-release program for feral cats. Under that plan, they would catch feral cats, neuter them, then release them back to where they were found. However, he said state rules don't allow for that. In the meantime, Berrien County Animal Control continues to look for veterinarians who can help with the neutering program. Also, there are plenty of cats and dogs up for adoption. The Berrien County Board of Commissioners has approved its operational objectives for 2019 and 2020. The document was approved unanimously at today's meeting. It comes out of strategic planning sessions held in the early part of the year. They involved commissioner visits to county facilities, meetings with department heads, and discussions of the issues faced by the county. Among the objectives listed for the coming year and a half or so are maintaining a safe and resilient county for employees and the public and the use of asset management planning, also focusing on the support of county infrastructure, improving the private sector job market and tax base, and making Berrien County the employer of choice by improving personnel policies, salaries, and benefits. The county commission also makes it its a goal to establish Berrien County's fiscal position in the top 25% of Michigan counties through budgeting, oversight, and long-range planning. An update on talks in Lansing in regards to road funding in the state budget will be coming up on Monday with a town hall meeting hosted by State Representative Mary Whiteford. Whiteford, whose district stretches from South Haven north to Holland, says he'll also have on hand State Representative Jack O'Malley.
He is currently the chair of transportation, so he's going to come because he's had a special committee just focusing on ways that we can build our roads better.
Roads won't be the only topic, though.
The other thing we're going to do is give everybody an update to auto insurance reform. Explain where we're at. Explain we're taking a very careful process going into next July when our new law will take effect.
Whiteford says her town hall will be Monday night from 5:30 to 7 at Holland City Hall. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson ran and won on the promise of getting people in and out of branch offices in under 30 minutes. She even visited every branch in the state undercover to get a firsthand look at them. Now, 8 months into her term, new records obtained by Bridge Magazine show we're actually waiting longer than last year at those offices.
They're calling 63 right now or 64, and they gave me a ticket, 141. I'm going to be here for a long time, very long time.
That was a man who spoke with the Michigan News Network about the lengthy delay. The Secretary of State's office encourages people to use the kiosk option whenever possible to keep the backlog inside to a minimum. It's back to school time, and while parents are buying backpacks, pencils, and notebooks for their kids, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is also hoping they'll add vaccinations to their checklists. Spokesperson Lynn Sutton tells us, given recent events, it is important for kids heading back to school to have all their shots.
The whole country is still in the midst of a measles outbreak, one of the biggest we've seen in years, so it's something that we're very concerned about.
Sutton says there are 16 diseases that can be easily preventable with vaccines, noting just 59% of Michigan toddlers and 40% of Michigan teenagers have all their vaccines. She says it's a parent's duty to get their kids vaccinated.
Not only does it protect your child from getting a vaccine-preventable disease, it also protects other children that may not be able to be vaccinated due to other health issues. So basically, when you are vaccinating your child, you are protecting the community.
Doctors, nurses, and public health officials all spoke at a press conference at Beaumont Health's vaccination clinic at River Rouge High School today to get that reminder out there. Sutton says your child's doctor should have all the info you need. Also, their school should let you know which vaccines are required. Failing that, she recommends checking out ivaccinate.org or calling your county health department. There's been a big hiring push at Benton Harbor area schools as the new academic year gets close. At a school board meeting this week, Human Resources Director Elizabeth Gale said they've made 30 new hires in recent weeks. She also said the district has implemented a new recruitment and interviewing process.
There is a new day. We have put together a really tight, top-notch procedure for interviewing and hiring. This is something that we're proud of.
There's also a focus on avoiding nepotism by not having any staff manage employees who are friends or relatives.
Not interviewed, not supervised, not evaluated by the family member.
Gale said the district has set up a new system where all qualified applicants will be considered and interviewed by a team of three. And there is a reasonable expectation of some traffic backups at the intersection of Napier and M139 in Benton Township coming up at the end of this month. That's because Arby's will open at that location on Monday, August 26th at 10 a.m., according to the Southwest Michigan Regional Chamber of Commerce. The opening will be preceded an hour earlier by a ribbon-cutting ceremony. The fast food chain is returning to the Benton Harbor-St. Joe area after well over a decade, as the former Arby's location just about across the street on Napier was torn down last summer after it sat vacant for years. The new restaurant will employ 30 people. WSJM News Now continues with your Bloomberg Report. WSJM News Now continues. Israel has barred two Democratic congresswomen who had planned to visit that country just hours after President Trump urged that they be blocked. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Israel's prime minister is barring Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar and Michigan Rep. Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel and the Palestinian territories. He cited a new law against those who boycott Israel, and he accused the House Democrats of planning a trip to, quote, strengthen the boycott movement and negate Israel's legitimacy. Omar and Tlaib publicly support the BDS or Boycott Israel movement. Palestinian leader Hanan Ashwari said it is an outrageous act of hostility towards the American people. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar says Israel's move to block her and Michigan Representative Rashida Tlaib from visiting the country is, quote, an insult to democratic values. Omar says in a prepared statement that Israel's move today is the equivalent of President Donald Trump's effort to block travel to the U.S. from Muslim-dominated countries. And she says denying entry, quote, not only limits our ability to learn from Israelis, but also to enter the Palestinian territories. And what does President Trump have to say? Rachel Scott tells us more.
Two American Democratic congresswomen are now barred from entering Israel, and the president is okay with it. Israel's decision to bar Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan and Ilhan Omar of Minnesota came as the president tweeted that it should happen. President Trump said it would show great weakness if Israel allowed Omar and Tlaib to visit. Israel's prime minister weighed in, claiming the two are leading activists in boycotting legislation against Israel. Rachel Scott, ABC News, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
The gunman who shot and wounded six Philadelphia police officers is expected to face attempted murder and other charges. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Maurice Hill allegedly fired more than 100 rounds during the nearly eight-hour standoff. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross expressed amazement it ended without anyone being killed.
Not knowing whether or not this gunman was going to decide to go out in what some may call as a blaze of his own glory, and decide to basically charge those steps.
The gunman came out of the home where he had barricaded himself after Ross himself and the shooter's attorney tried to negotiate a surrender.
I did not think it would end nearly the way it did.
The gunman has an extensive criminal history that includes prior gun charges. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
A record for planet Earth, as we hear from ABC's Alex Stone.
Never before has a U.S. government recorded a month as hot globally as July was. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, saying in 140 years of record-keeping, no month has been hotter than last month. July was 1.7 degrees hotter than the 20th century average. Nine of the 10 hottest Julys on record have happened since 2005.
A Russian pilot was being hailed as a hero for safely landing his passenger jet in a cornfield after it collided with a flock of gulls just seconds after takeoff, causing both engines to malfunction. While dozens of people on the plane sought medical assistance, only one was hospitalized. The quick thinking of the captain has drawn comparisons to the 2009 miracle on the Hudson when Captain Sully Sullenberger landed his plane on the Hudson River after a bird strike. And Disney just set a big box office record. Here's Jason Nathanson.
It's not often a movie makes $1 billion, but this year Disney has done it five times over.
The world has changed.
Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aladdin, The Lion King, and now the newest member of the club, Toy Story 4.
I am not a toy.
All have earned over $1 billion worldwide, making Disney the first studio to have $5 billion films in a year. That beats Disney's own record of 4 set in 2016, and the year's not over. Many think the upcoming Star Wars movie and Frozen 2 will easily give Disney two more billion-dollar movies. Disney, by the way, the parent company of ABC News. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News Now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXSign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.